I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The government of Myanmar continues to make it difficult to help people in need in that military-led nation. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says not only is the government hampering relief efforts, now they're turning on another segment of society.
It seems like the government has just tightened the screws even tighter. And we had reported to us that 50 churches were just closed down in Yangon.
Their work with orphans has not yet been affected. In fact, one orphan home is done, three others underway, and another to start in June. Your support will help their effort to provide a Christian foundation to the lives of Burmese children. Meanwhile, at least 100 churches have been forced to stop holding services in Myanmar. Since most of these churches are home churches, Christians are worried that the government may eventually keep them from worshiping in their homes at all. Gospel for Asia reports that none of their churches have been closed, but the risk is still high. Many in the area believe that the military wants to put a stop to Christianity in the region. Pray for wisdom for the pastors and believers involved. And technology is making it difficult to reach a high-tech generation with the gospel. Jesus Film Project's Scott Pendleton says the 30-year-old Jesus film just doesn't appeal to youth today. And that's why they formed the Global Short Film Network, which will allow them to
compile a library of visual media on different topics or about different aspects of who God is and his character, and to be able to portray that visually.
The goal is to encourage youth to talk about spiritual things. The ministry is also planning to launch an anime-styled film about the crucifixion based on the Jesus film. More information is available at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.